hear the word of the Lord, first as it is written in the Gospel of Luke, part of chapter 22. And the day of unleavened bread came, in which the Passover must be slaughtered. And he sent Peter and John, saying, "Go, prepare for us the Passover, that we may eat." And they said to him, "Where wilt thou that we prepare?" And he said to them, "Behold, as you come into the city, a man shall meet you, carrying a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he goes in. And you shall say to the householder of the house, 'The teacher says to thee, where is the inn where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' And he will show you a large upper room, furnished. There prepare." And going, they found it as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. And when the hour had come, he reclined, and the 12 apostles with him. And he said to them, "With longing I have longed to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you that I will not eat of it any more until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God." And receiving the cup, he gave thanks and said, "Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you that I will not drink of the produce of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come." And taking bread, he gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." And likewise, the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you." We read further in the word of the Lord's second coming, first in True Christian Religion number 89. Divine order requires that man should prepare himself for the reception of God, and in proportion as he prepares himself, God enters into him as into his dwelling place and home. And this preparation is effected by means of knowledges about God and the spiritual things pertaining to the church, and thus by means of intelligence and wisdom. For it is a law of order that in proportion as man approaches and comes near to God, which he must do wholly as if of himself, so far God approaches and comes near to man, and conjoins himself with man in man's interiors. It was in accordance with this order that the Lord progressed, even to a oneness with his Father. We read further from number 726 in the chapter on the Holy Supper. Without being conjoined with the Lord, everlasting life and salvation are impossible, because he is himself both of these, everlasting life and salvation. It is clear from passages in the Word that he is everlasting life, including this from John: "Jesus Christ is the true God and everlasting life." The first epistle of John, chapter 5. He is also salvation, because salvation and everlasting life are one and the same thing. His name Jesus also means salvation, and he is for this reason, all over the Christian world, given the title of Savior. Still, only those approach the Holy Supper worthily who are inwardly conjoined with the Lord. Those are inwardly conjoined with the Lord who have been regenerated. Who the regenerate are has been shown in the chapter on Reformation and Regeneration. There are many besides who confess the Lord and do good to the neighbor, but they are not regenerated unless they do this out of love towards the neighbor and faith in the Lord. For in doing good to the neighbor, they can be motivated solely by reasons that concern the world or themselves, but not the neighbor as such. Their deeds are purely natural, with no spiritual content hidden within them. For such people make a confession of the Lord only with their mouths and lips, while their hearts are far away. Real love towards the neighbor and real faith come only from the Lord, and both are conferred upon a person when he, of his own free will, does good on the natural level to the neighbor and believes truths with his reason and looks to the Lord, doing all these three things because of the commandments in the Word. Then the Lord plants charity and faith in his midst and makes both of these spiritual. So the Lord conjoins a person to himself, and the person conjoins himself to the Lord, for conjunction is impossible if it is not reciprocal. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.